Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Maybe this is just how it's going to go. Maybe this is just kind of how it needs to go. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins, the other two teams I cover in town. Pirates 6, Rangers 4. Texas is one of Major League Baseball's best teams, certainly the Major's best hitting team. So Luis Ortiz getting you 7 2/3 innings and two runs out of that, and pumping that fastball in there, 99 and even 100. Kind of, you know, reminds me of what we were talking about on yesterday's show regarding having the younger pitchers just let her rip. Here's hoping someone else paid attention to that. Tucapita Marcano continued to keep himself in the long-term conversation as it relates to this franchise with a convincing grand slam to put the game away late. Just blistered the ball to center field, a level swing. The thing just kept going. Really impressive. Nice W for the team. Nice W. And you know what? This is the way they're going to have to go. I don't believe you're going to see these Pirates get on any sort of dramatic roll the way they were in April. I also don't think you're going to see them go diving off a cliff the way they did in the first half of this month. And also, I don't think they need to be doing anything particularly special to stick around in this Central Division race. And yes, they're right back into being tied for first place since the Brewers got smoked 12-2 by the Astros last night. Both teams are 25 and 22. Long way to go. Lots of wins, lots of losses. Probably lots of wins and lots of losses for everyone in the Central, even if the Cardinals, who also lost last night, find their usual Cardinaldom. So keep at it. Be persistent. Be tenacious. Be all those things that Derek Shelton talks about that he likes to see in his players and in the collective. Don't go beating yourself up over a bad start or a blown save or a strikeout with bases loaded. You know, just be Kutch, basically. Everyone just needs to be Kutch. Be exactly that cool. Because at least in my opinion, and boy, this is going to sound nuts, time is on this team's side. Hear me out. Hear me out. I know. However, the longer the Pirates can just kind of hover, keep their heads above water, the more time you buy for O'Neill Cruz to come back, ideally healthy, ready to go, and not in any way, shape, or form risking his future after a major injury. Also on the injury front, the G-Man Choi would come back, and most people didn't even pay attention to it when he was put on the 60-day IL, but now that you see Carlos Santana, he's not really struggling at the plate. He's still making solid contact and having good professional at-bats, but he's not getting the results. And you'd like to think that if he had Choi there at age 38, meaning for Santana, that there'd be a good, healthy spell between the two of them. You'd buy some time for Ben Cherington to go out and get yourself a reliever, a good, legitimate seventh, eighth inning guy, somebody, you know, optimally who would take Robert Stevenson's place. I'd like to think you've got your eighth and ninth inning guys between Colin Holderman and David Bednar. But you're going to need a little bit more, and you don't want to give up too much for a reliever. And am I forgetting any? No. Oh, yeah, that's right. They also could call up prospects from the minors, meaning when they deem that they're ready. Because if and when that happens, and if it's the players that I would expect slash hope would make it, en masse, you would see Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez, and Quinn Priester. Don't forget about Priester. What positions will they play? Who might they bump? What order would they be in the lineup? I don't have those answers. No one can have those answers because you don't know who else might go down. You don't know who else might struggle performance-wise. But what you know is that even if one or two guys go down, if the players that I just mentioned enter the equation, this team could do something in a couple months that I don't think it can do now. As I'd noted earlier, I don't see some big hot run in this group. Few too many flaws. But I could see something like that later in the summer if you get a big jolt out of whether it's Davis or Rodriguez or even Priester. Heck, you might also find yourself getting a benefit from guys who are right here already. And maybe not seeing their potential fully realized or even just recognized, like Ortiz. Believe you me, if Ortiz pitches consistently the way he did last night against the number one offense in the majors, just mowing them down inning after inning after inning, having these four-pitch innings, six-pitch innings, the complexion of everything changes. Go ahead, count the starters. But this time, just for the sake of this argument, include Ortiz, which you normally wouldn't do. Include Johan Oviedo, which maybe you wouldn't have done even before his most recent start. Include Rowanzi Contreras, assuming that, again, anybody was paying attention to Ortiz throwing 100 miles an hour. You don't think Rowanzi's sitting there in the dugout looking, I can do that. Let me do that. That's what kind of thing I'm hoping to see happen here the rest of the way. Let's see some of these kids rise up. Let's see the ones who are rising up in the minors make it up here and contribute their own high ceilings to this process. All you got to do, as I see it, is just stay with it. Stay with it until then. I'm going to be stubborn about this, people. I am not letting go of 2023. Too many things are aligning. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern, that's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
Your front door, your car, your bike, your computer, your gun. Safety is a habit. Every day you lock and secure your home and everything you want to keep safe. Gun safety and responsible storage are no different, and the best way to help prevent accidents, misuse, and theft. If you have a firearm, own it, respect it, and secure it. Visit ProjectChildSafe.org, brought to you by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today's J1Q comes from Doug Bird, who asks for an update on O'Neill Cruz's status. I did mention him briefly in the opening segment. Doug adds, I'm really hoping to see Cruz back. He's such a talent. Above all, this team's mostly not hitting, especially not hitting for power. We desperately need him. Doug, it's funny that when O'Neill went down, he went down amid a torrent, not only of wins, but also of offense. And as awful as it was the day he went down, it felt so deflating after the team had had this encouraging, even exciting start. Everyone just kind of let it slip to the back. You know, I'm not absolving myself of this either. Everyone just kind of let it fade or buried it, didn't want to think about it. But he's a pretty big variable. And I can tell you that that struggle, that offensive struggle for the first half of this month, never, ever, ever would have, could have happened with O'Neill in the lineup. There's no chance of that. This is someone who just hits home runs by accident. This is someone who can make things happen in so many different ways, and who, by the way, might have had his defense missed a little bit more than most would have anticipated. Just a wonderful, wonderful player. And when he comes back, if he's in the leadoff spot or if he's in the three hole or whatever it is that Derek Shelton decides to do with him, and maybe some of that will have to do with his health, meaning you wouldn't want to have him at leadoff and have him trying to steal and all kinds of other stuff, meaning maybe you'd reduce the temptation to try to steal or take the extra base. You want him to go easy. You want him to make sure that the ankle is solid. Whatever it is, he's going to hit. You can take that to the bank. The ankle might affect this or that. It's not going to affect his hitting. He's going to hit. He can hit in his sleep. And if this whole segment had a feeling that I was going to throw a big butt into it, here it is. I get this sense from management that nobody's certain what O'Neill's status is for 2023. And nobody is setting anything in stone that he'll be back in 2023. That doesn't mean that they think he won't be. It just means they aren't sure. And it unquestionably means, because I know the medical people that this team's got, and these are good humans, they will not let him come back unless they're completely convinced that there's no risk of long-term damage. This player is just way too valuable, way too precious, way too meaningful toward where they hope to be going over the next year or two or 3 years. And as much as it would stink not having him, I got to tell you that if and when that day comes when they announce that he's not coming back until next year, we just didn't feel right about it, maybe there was a little bit of a setback here or there or something, I'll actually breathe a bit of a sigh of relief. I swear, because I want to see this kid not just play for the next few years. I want to see him be everything that he can be. And he can be a giant in this game, not just physically. But to answer your initial question there, Doug, the update is that there's not really much to say because he's still just at the rest and heal portion of this. He's not doing exercises other than with, you know, parts of the body that don't have anything to do with the ankle, keeping himself in good physical shape generally. But if you're asking about progress with the ankle, now there's been no activity, there's been no working out or anything like that. He is letting the thing just get better. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.